Good morning. As you saw, this is a special service, a celebration of Thanksgiving. Good morning. My name is Hanukkah. I'm one of the pastors here, and I'm excited to lead you through our Thanksgiving today. Isn't it the best place to be? Like, we have Thanksgiving weekend, and I know lots of people are thinking about food and the families, good and bad, whatever happens. But right now, we're here. And we can bring thanksgiving to God. So during the service, as we're all in today, the kids are here, the youth are in, let's celebrate together and thank God for all the things. And how we're going to do that is right now we're going to hear some Bible verses read by our families, and we're going to pray with them as well as they pray with us. So I'm going to ask Dolapo and Dominion to come up, and Brian and Judy. Did you know that the Bible actually has a lot to say about Thanksgiving? And lots of times Thanksgiving goes hand in hand with things. And the verses we'll be hearing from them will be verses where it shares how Thanksgiving and prayer are very interconnected.
First Thessalonians Chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Always be joyful, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name.
Colossians chapter 5, verse 2. Devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.
Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, grateful for your love for us, your sacrifice, and your goodness in our lives. We are grateful that you work out everything for our benefit, even when we cannot see it. Remind us, Lord, when we are buried in jealousy or ungratefulness, that you are our provider. Thank you that you are always with us and that you would never leave us. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, and for all that you have given. Help us to set our eyes and hearts on you each day. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Judy and Brian.
The Bible verse is found in Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, during this season of Thanksgiving, we just praise and thank you for the many gifts and blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And even though we may have anxious moments, we take you at your word that we should not worry about anything, but we can bring it to you in prayer and supplication. And Lord, we just pray that you would give us patience, and with our prayers, we would ask that we leave them at your feet and you give us peace and hope. And we pray all of these things with grateful hearts in your name. Amen.
Thank you. I will call up Tyler to continue with our Thanksgiving around the world.
Awesome. Well, good morning, church. It is so good to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you who are here. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you who are worshiping with us on our live stream. It's a joy to be back here. It's been a little while, and it is just good to be as we are together as the church. Good morning, Wilfred. And so just want to encourage you, if you're newer to Westview, we would love to be able to connect with you. And one of the ways that we do that here at Westview is there is a welcome card in the seat pocket or a QR code as well. If you want to fill out one of those connect cards and find me in the foyer afterwards, I'd love to give you a gift. It's just our way of saying thank you and welcome for being here this morning. I want to show a video with you. It is from one of our partners in Africa. His name is Andre. A fellow that I got the privilege of spending 2 weeks with when I was in Rwanda. And so as a part of our gratitude Thanksgiving service this morning, we want to show you a great video from CBM. So let's roll that.
Support, your generous giving, your faithful prayers, and your encouragement. These expressions of solidarity truly matter. On behalf of the Africa team, including my colleague Paul Sikivava in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Laura Moema from Kenya, Gato Munyamasoko from Rwanda, Daryl and Laura Rebastin, we are so grateful to be working together with our partners and with you. We serve in some of the most vibrant and complex communities in the world, and the work is not always easy. But knowing that you are with us in prayers and generosity, give us strength. Thank you for being part of something bigger, the mission of CBM and our partners across Africa.
Amazing. I'm just welling up with emotion just because I got to spend 2 weeks with almost everyone you saw in that video, with Andre, with Gato, with Laura Moema. It was a beautiful opportunity to be there and to see the work of CBM in Africa, in Rwanda, with our partnership. And so I have such gratitude for that partnership that we're a part of here, church at Westview. And so I just continue to encourage you to pray for our Africa teams. All of those people you see in the videos, there is so much good work happening there, and it is just a joy to be a part of that and for you to have blessed us to send us there. Each Thanksgiving, we have something called our Thanksgiving offering, and as we head into this giving reflection time, if that is an opportunity that you want to partner with us in, our Thanksgiving offering goes to support the work of our Elders Care Fund. The Elders Care Fund does three specific things. It helps us support those in our congregation and in our community who are struggling financially. It helps us provide camp scholarships so kids have the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus at summer camp, at Gull Lake, and throughout the year. It also helps support fund our annual Christmas hamper ministry, where we have the opportunity, usually each Christmas, to bless over a dozen individuals and families directly here in our neighborhood with much-needed food at the Christmas time. And so the Elders Care Fund is an incredible opportunity that we have to contribute towards, and that is what our Thanksgiving offering goes to. And so if you want to contribute towards that, you can do that in a few ways. You can do so electronically on our website, on our electronic giving platforms. All the information is there for Thanksgiving offering, or if you designate it on your envelope as well, that would be amazing. All the information in how to give is there on our website as well. I'd encourage you to consider contributing towards that so we can make a greater impact in our community in this season. I want to remind you as well, we have our prayer team at the cross at the end of the service who would love to be able to pray with you and for you. We know that the Thanksgiving season brings with it a flood of emotions, and we always want to be present, listening to the Lord through the Holy Spirit as to what He is prompting us in. And so if we can pray with you and pray for you, our prayer team would love to be there with you after our service. As we transition this morning to continue focusing on this theme of gratitude, let me read these words for us from Psalm 23, verse 6. It says, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." What a wonderful reminder that this scripture is of the goodness of our God and His our gratitude that our sins are clean, that He stirs in our hearts, that we can live for Him. And And so let's sing of that together, church. I want to invite you to stand and let's sing together of the goodness of our God.
Is the piano on? No. Is that a us problem? He says, I don't know. There it is. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulties. Never hurt anyone, right? Let's give the tech team a round of applause. They're always on it. Thank you.